The Indians looking to snap a three-game skid hosting the Rangers before the game. Mike Napoli receiving his AL championship ring from former manager Terry Francona. We pick it up 4-1 Texas in the second. Carlos Carrasco facing Elvis Andrews.
To left field. Back is Guyer looking up, and that's gone. And they are pulling away.
The late game scenario for the Texas Rangers is anything but comforting. Swung on, bounced toward first, in the hole and into right, a base hit. Ramirez flying around third will score. Encarnacion stops at second.
Up the middle, it's through. Encarnacion ties it. Here comes Santana, and the Indians have the lead. Tribe up a run. Slowly chopped to short. Andrus has to unload in a hurry, and Lindor beats it out. Another run is in.
Santana tonight, 1-for-4, a single he's knocked into. Santana with a drive, deep center field, on the run is Gomez, and it short hops the wall. Coming home, Encarnacion in with a head first slide.
The Indians snap a three-game skid, defeating the Rangers 15-9, scoring 13 unanswered runs. The 15 runs is a season high. 8 of 9 Cleveland players in the starting lineup had multiple hit games. The Indians snap a three-game skid. Brad Mills, Indians bench coach, spoke after the game, replacing Terry Francona, who had to leave after not feeling well.
I wish he'd get sick a little bit, you know, when we have a lead or something. It's a 5-1 and 9-2. No, obviously I'm kidding, but what a team effort. It was it was so much fun to see the guys. You look around that field and all the clutch hits, clutch plays, guys hustling, beating double plays out so we can get runs, things of that nature. And then the bullpen, the way they came in and did a great job. It was when I'm sitting there and the coaching staff did a great job helping me out as well. They did a great job, but what was so cool was to see how everybody came together and really did a good job.
How makes you feel maybe you guys kind of needed a win just like this, but just one of those wins where, you know, you were able to chip away, continue to fight. Like, you feel like you needed a game like this, just the way things have gone.
Well, there's no doubt that when you're able to do this, you know you can do it, and so in a situation like this, when you're down, you know, down 9-2, to see the guys be able to do it, and now they know they can do it. There hasn't been a whole lot of times that we have done that, so it was just nice to be able to come back like they did, and everybody, like I said, just did an absolutely great job.
Can you talk about what the bullpen was able to do and how do you manage a bullpen when you're in that situation?
Well, it changed. There's no doubt. I mean, we went from how we were going to work things out and getting through this thing, being down the 7 runs, and then all of a sudden we started to come back, and everything else changed on the way in. And like I said, the coaching staff did a good job of helping me through, you know, work everything through this. And with the guys, the way they pitched when they came in the game sure made it a lot easier as we got near the end.
Brad, when you start getting back in the game, can you kind of feel on the bench that maybe the momentum's shifting over to your side?
Well, I think there's no doubt, but there still has to be something to start that swing, and that's what the guys did. Is once they got that swing started, they were able to keep it going, and then the momentum that you're talking about kind of really picked up. But just the way the at bats, the quality at bats, the how well the balls were hit, and like I said, Lindy beat that double play ball out was huge, and we were able to get that run and put a couple more runs on there as well.
Brett, from your wealth of experiences, how easy could it be for a team to just kind of check out after a series like you guys just had, and then being down 7-1 and then 9-2? Just how easy would it be for players to kind of check out at that point?
I know what you're saying, but I think it was early enough, and the guys realized that we still had enough time to be able to come back, and then as I said before, something has to start that swing. And we had a couple, Hosey, he continues to swing the bat, and he's able to keep us and get us going like he did. And then a couple nice plays we made defensively to keep them at bay as well. And then they saw the pitching do what they did and shut everything down.
What's that feeling like when Lonnie gets the hit to give you guys the lead finally after you, you know, were chipping away?
You know, off those left-handers, the at-bats that he put together were real good. A couple of hits off those left-handers that just kind of really helped. You know, a lot of guys weren't maybe thinking, and the bats that Zimmer had, too. You know, our left-hand hitters did a real good job against their lefties tonight, which was nice.
It was a little bit different team than it was last year, a few different guys. Did it feel sort of reminiscent to the way the team played at spurts last year?
Well, like I said earlier, you know, we haven't had a whole lot of games like this where we were able to come back. But now these guys see that they can do it, and they saw how much fun and how they did it. They did a great job of coming back, and it was, like I said, I can't say it enough, it was a whole team effort. And when everybody's pitching in, everybody feels a part of it. That's pretty cool.
You don't know specifics about Tito, but just how concerned are you in that situation, just when he has to leave? I mean, this is not the first time that you've had to fill in for him.
There's no doubt I'm always, you know, concerned anytime that happens, and it's a genuine concern, and for not me but the whole staff and team as well. But there's definitely a concern, but I'm glad the doctors checked him out, and we'll move down the road, and hopefully we'll know something tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
Bradley Zimmer finished with a couple of hits and two RBIs as well. He talked to the media after.
You know, how in it together we all are. I think, you know, everyone contributed some way today. You know, I think our offense was the big piece tonight. But, I mean, that just goes to show that, you know, there's a team effort because, you know, our pitching wasn't great today. But, you know, we picked them up. There's been days where it's been, you know, vice versa, where we haven't been hitting and pitching, you know, pitching's been good. So it was a really fun game to be a part of. I think it was, it just goes to show, you know, anything can happen. And you know, if you just keep grinding away at bats and chipping away, you know, something like this will happen.
Is there a turning point to you, Bradley, one hit or one thing that kind of got?
I mean, honestly, I was thinking to myself, and I think it was the second inning or so, you know, we had a couple walks, you know, infield single, whatever it was, and you know, just kept getting base runners, you know, kind of moving the line along. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I think we're going to win this game, really. I mean, second inning, we were down by 8 runs or whatever it was, and I was thinking to myself, you know, we're going to win this game. And sure enough, we kept chipping away, you know, had some walks, had big hits, and then we, you know, broke it open. So it was a fun game to be a part of, and it was a really good team win for us.
What's that feeling like when Lonnie does get the hit to put you guys ahead? You know, just after.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. You know, that's kind of what we've been looking for is momentum like that. And you know, we've left so many guys on base the last couple games, last series, you know, myself included. So, I mean, for him to come up like that and get a big hit, like, it's huge. I mean, that shifted momentum, and we started going from there. So that was a big hit by him.
When you guys are creating so many chances and opportunities and it's not coming, does it feel like it's only a matter of time as long as you kind of keep that same approach that's been creating the opportunity?
Yeah, I think the last couple of days or last series we had a rough series, and it was, I think maybe everyone was kind of sitting back looking and saying, you know, just waiting for someone to get a big hit instead of you know, just taking the initiative and saying, you know, I'm going to get it done. And I think that goes to show tonight what we did. You know, everyone went up there and had quality at bats and you know, wanted to be that guy, and everyone, you know, did their part.
Up next, the series against the Rangers continues on Tuesday with Mike Clevenger on the Hill.